government says in as much as it wants to ensure local participation in the oil and gas sector, it does not want to convey the message that the Western region is being given an unfair advantage over the rest of the country. The Deputy Minister of Energy, Alhaji Yunus Afuseni, says the 1,500 jobs created in the sector, 57% are Ghanaians. The regional background of the Ghanaians employed was, however, not a yardstick for their employment. The Deputy Minister was answering a question put forward by the MP for Takoradi, Kwabena Otredaku Mensah, on the percentage of people working in the industry. Our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe, has joined us on the line. Augustus, what specific interventions did the Minister talk about?
Well, the Minister said his ministry, in collaboration with Talo Ghana, is establishing an SME Skills Development Center in Takoradi to harness the skills of the youth. And then he also noted that oil and gas capacity building project is underway in collaboration with some institutions such as the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, the Regional Maritime University, and then two technical institutes in the Western region to help build the capacity of the youth and those in schools in the sector. He also noted that there is the enactment of a local content and local participation regulations. So soon they will bring these regulations to Ghana and to Parliament so that they will safeguard the interests of communities that are affected directly by the activities of the oil and gas industry.
What else was discussed on the floor of Parliament?
Well, today being World Environment Day, the MP for Techima North, Christopher Ameyewe Kumfi, presented a statement on the environment, and he was ostensibly saying that the environment can lead to the improvement of livelihoods because the environment provides food, shelter, and so many other things. And so if we take good care of the environment, it can boost the livelihoods of so many other people. Contributing to his statement, the MP for New Jobin North, Hakman Owusu-Ajiman, advocated the banning of the use of plastics. He noted that he recently witnessed the dredging of the Odo River in Accra, and majority of the distilling saw rubbish being brought out. And so he said that countries like Tanzania and other West African countries have been able to emphasize and have brought about laws that will ban the use of plastics. And so Ghana should take a cue and not rule that option.
Did he suggest an alternative that can be used instead of the plastic?
Yeah, he noted that paper bags can also, and other biodegradable materials can also be used instead of plastics. And he noted that since such countries have put in laws to ensure that rubbish are not being used, they are looking at alternatives. And so if we put our minds to it, if the country puts its mind to not using rubber, other alternatives can also be applied.
How did Parliament receive the death of the MP for Walensi, Alhaji Sani?
Well, it has not been so far mentioned on the floor of Parliament, but in an interview with the Public Affairs Directorate, they noted that they have heard, and so a delegation has gone to see the family, because customarily the family would have to formally inform the House before they can go public with it. And so that is being looked at. But formally it has not been said on the floor of the House as to the passing on of the late MP.
But unofficially, what have they been saying? Have you talked to a few of the parliamentarians unofficially to find out?
Well, the few I talked to have expressed their sorrow over the passing, especially at such a time as this, that MPs are gearing up for campaigning, and being an MP serving his community, they have said that it has really brought development to a standstill. And so they are hoping that Parliament or the EC would probably have a by-election to have a replacement soon enough so that he can continue the good work he was doing in his constituency.
Okay. Augustus, thank you very much.
Okay.
That's our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe.